Chapter 44 From the Beasts Within by Maria Helene. Chapter 16 Man's Best Friend. Henka is a homegrown Scandinavian dog bioform, and she works in a doctor's practice in Malmo. When patients arrive, they are seen by a junior doctor or nurse, asked about their condition and symptoms, and all the while, Henka sits quietly there and analyzes their scent. In the past, unmodified dogs have been able to detect conditions such as cancer, but never before have they been able to report it succinctly to their human co-workers. Henka is still pushing back the boundaries of her science. She compares her sensory results with patient histories and makes recommendations for further investigation. Her success rate is very high. Even when she cannot say exactly what is wrong, she can generally give her colleagues enough information that they can go the rest of the way efficiently and without wasted tests and scans. One of Henke's major problems is that the language she was gifted with breaks down when she describes her sensory input. Unlike many dog bioforms, she needs to be exacting in relaying what she senses. She is part of a network of medical dogs around the world who are constructing a new shorthand for the olfactory world, characters and descriptors rooted in the shapes of molecules and the intensity of neural firing. Henka saves lives and also money. Every hospital and all the larger medical practices in Sweden and Denmark have dogs on the staff now. The specialized bioforms represent an investment that, though costly, pays for itself. Other countries have tried to simply build olfactory machines to the same ends, but in the end, mere computational power cannot yet match millions of years of evolutionary pressure towards analyzing scents. Medical science is one area that Bees has yet to contribute to. She has plenty of ideas on the subject, but perhaps it is best to tell her that people are not ready for sentient insects to be fitted internally. Bees is intrigued at the possibility of distributed intelligence at a smaller level, though. She, some of her, is working with the nanotech industry. Bees dreams of reshaping reality one molecule at a time, purging cancer cells on an individual level, 3D printing without a printer, augmented humans and bioforms who can reconfigure their bodies on the fly, perhaps even turning lead into gold. From any other perspective, these are ludicrous goals, but Bee's human partners are farsighted, rich, and unbalanced enough not to accept others' definitions of impossible. And Bee's is functionally immortal. If these geniuses cannot achieve what she wants, she will wait for the next generation to build upon their work. Henka sits in on a consultation with patient Ole Esmundsen. Ole lives in a home under the care of Janneke, one of Henka's sisters. Janneke is a specialist. She is intimately familiar with the health status of her charges and has brought Mr. Esmundsen in because she detects an irregularity in his heartbeat. Ole himself has not noticed. Janneke's vigilance will allow his incipient condition to be treated before he suffers another heart attack. Henka and Janneke compare notes, which Henka will write up in her own medical language of canine sensoria and attach to Ole's file. In Cleveland, Ohio, Dr. Lucy Sung has become the first recipient of an augmented olfactory center in her brain that allows her to link to medical bioforms like Henka and understand precisely what they mean. The procedure is not perfect, but successful enough that already applications for the procedure are starting to trickle in. Dr. Sung's interviews are marvelous to see. As she struggles to put into human words the world that, until now, only dogs have known.